Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
When was the last time a South Park episode began with this scene? Just the boys waiting at the bus stop and having a conversation that real kids might actually have. In the first 4 episodes of the newest season, the kids who used to be the main characters have barely been on screen. In one of the episodes, Stan is the only kid that talks and all he does is ask when things will get back to normal. It strikes a stark contrast to the roots of the show. When it was at its peak, South Park was the best comedy on air. It had the intricate plots and hilarious jokes of The Simpsons without losing its own unique style and sense of humor. But today, the characters that people know and love just get ignored. Meanwhile, Stan's dad and the president got whole episodes dedicated to them. This is a show that made fun of Family Guy years ago for their writing, as they rightfully pointed out that Family Guy's plot and characters only exist to set up random gags. But now we're 4 episodes into the newest season and things are looking bad. Modern South Park seems like it only relies on gags about current politics and the modern state of the world. And I say this as someone who loves South Park, but to really understand what I'm saying here, we need to compare the old and the new. So let's start by looking at a few different episodes and see the differences. If we go all the way back to season 5, we'll see one of the most pivotal and beloved episodes of the show, Scott Tenenbaum Must Die. If you haven't seen it already, it's easily one of the best and it introduced a whole new feel and style for the show. Before the episode, Carmen was just an annoying little brat. However, this episode pushed him into the comically evil territory we know and love today. It was also the first episode to use a single plotline, rather than following the multiple storyline structure that so many other shows use. This was what made the episode so good and so memorable. The early scenes are almost predictable, you can see what's about to happen, and the expectation is satisfied every single time. Then when it all culminates in a Greek tragedy, Game of Thrones kind of twist ending, it's absolutely hilarious. But you don't need us to tell you any more about why South Park was a good show. All you need to do is watch a good classic episode to find out. The key to its success though, and what separates it from so many other shows, is the process behind it. South Park's unique because compared to other shows, it gets made incredibly quickly. For years, it was a mystery what went on behind the scenes. It wasn't until Comedy Central made a quick behind the scenes documentary about the process that we learned how they do it. Most South Park episodes are made in a very short amount of time, sometimes being finished just hours before release. The production cycle is intense. Each episode is the result of 1 or 2 weeks of grinding, with the staff often working overnight. But the end results speak for themselves, of course. Making the show so quickly also lets the team respond to current news and satirize it with lightning speed. South Park always gets there first. Another benefit is that Matt and Trey can exercise a level of almost dictatorial control over the whole creative process. At the same time though, they aren't sacrificing the kinds of free-flowing ideas that fuel a good writer's room. It means they can structure the jokes around the story and have it all flow smoothly. The alternative is just throwing a bunch of jokes together, adding a half-hearted plot, and then calling it a day. It's just like that time South Park criticized Family Guy and Seth MacFarlane for having sudden jarring cuts to gags in their episodes.
I just want to say for the record right now, like, we've seen Family...
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Hey, guy. We do hate it. We do hate Family Guy. And it's just a person, and we totally understand that people love it, and that's why we put it in the show. We understand that it speaks to some people, and it's like it can just be a simple laugh, and that's great. And we certainly don't think it should be taken off the air or anything like that. We just don't respect it in terms of writing. There's one thing we always try to avoid in South Park is gags. We hate gags. And so whenever we're bringing in new writers, we always know the gaggy writers, right? Which are the ones that no matter what you're talking about and how deep of an issue or whatever character arc or whatever it is, they're just throwing out a gag. And it's just like, yeah, and then he says this. And it's like, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
They weren't shy about honestly expressing their feelings about this. While this feud is often overblown in the media, you do get the sense that Matt and Trey are just messing with Seth in the same way they've messed with the rest of Hollywood. To give you a picture of their approaches to Hollywood, just look at how they view the Academy Awards. While Seth MacFarlane actually hosted the Oscars, the only time Matt Stone and Trey Parker showed up was when they were wearing dresses while high on LSD. They just saw it as a joke, while Seth and others actually took it seriously. In one interview with Rolling Stone, Seth said that what I don't understand is the personal venom that they spew in the press about the show and about me, where it's not in the context of a joke. That's a little baffling. They let loose with this vitriol in every interview I read with them. Really though, it isn't personal, it's about the substance of the two shows. South Park's depiction of Family Guy's writing process tells you all you need to know about the actual meat of their criticism. Manatees choosing random colored balls gives you exactly the same out of context jokes as you'd get in an old Family Guy episode. You can see it as a consequence of how lazy their process is compared to the South Park method. Finding a good joke is hard enough on its own, but it's much harder to create a story that naturally leads into lots of good jokes. And that's what makes the earlier South Park episodes so impressive. The story is just naturally funny and it leaves so much room for jokes while also being compelling satire at the same time. The alternative is a bunch of filler and a lot of jokes which might just make you laugh in the moment but rarely leave a lasting impression. Unfortunately, it seems like Seth MacFarlane's approach is just what the future will reward. It's what studios want. Because so many clips and jokes in Family Guy can be taken out of context, it has a huge presence online. Watching a compilation of Family Guy cutaways is much more entertaining than watching a Family Guy episode. You get all the good stuff while actually dodging all the filler boring plot. Pop some bubble wrap on the other half of the screen and you've got perfect brain rot content. Transitioning a brain rot show to watch when you're high into even more brain rotted TikTok clips. But South Park never really worked in the same way. Carmen licking up Scott Teneman's tears at the end of the episode is funny enough on its own. But at the same time, it wouldn't work nearly as well as a Family Guy clip if you're making brain rots. You need the whole story to build up the punchline, and most Family Guy cutaways only need a sentence or two of context. This kind of structured storytelling with the jokes weaved in isn't what South Park is missing today, though. While lots of fans didn't like episode 3 of the new season, it was clearly made using the same method.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
But while the story isn't just there to serve the jokes, maybe new South Park plotlines aren't as independent as they used to be. You can be pretty sure that a large part of the backlash to the most recent season is based on their depiction of Trump. It's clearly an attempt to bait Trump, which worked incredibly well. After the first episode released, the White House released a statement calling South Park irrelevant, uninspired, and a desperate plea for attention. The government and all the people South Park was clowning on used their presence in the show to market themselves. The second episode, All About Ice, was designed to make them look as awful as possible. But then Ice turned around and used a still from that episode in their social media marketing. While it might disprove the White House's claims that South Park is irrelevant, it's unclear whether the show's satire is actually effective or if it's actually swayed anyone's opinion at all. If it didn't, then it was only preaching to the choir something that's all too common in the current culture war. The very thing South Park's always prided itself against doing. The negative reviews for the most recent season do reflect this. They don't challenge the fact that South Park is making fun of Trump, they've been doing that for years now and it's pretty funny. But they do point out that nearly the whole season has been focused on his administration. Whether it will carry on like this remains to be seen, but a much more important question is whether it's actually detracting from the show itself. We'll get onto the new episode soon, but if we look at how South Park has done these kinds of things before, it'll make everything a lot more clear. This isn't the first time that South Park has focused entirely on making fun of one person with as much vitriol and as many crude jokes as possible. In fact, just months after they released Scott Tenenbaum Must Die, South Park made a whole episode dedicated to making fun of Bin Laden. Osama Bin Laden Has Farty Pants is the 9th episode of season 5 and it's got a mixed reputation. Watching it today and you can understand why. A massive part of the episode is dedicated to making him look as absurd, pathetic and stupid as possible, often through the use of pretty basic stereotypes and jokes. The reasoning behind it is all in the context. As the first episode to be released after the attack, South Park had to deal with it somehow. The atmosphere in the US at the time was a lot like during the pandemic, but only worse. The country was reeling from shock trauma. People were horrified, fear was everywhere, public events were either cancelled or there was massive amounts of security. The president was now talking about war and passing new security legislation. Americans needed catharsis, and this episode delivered exactly that. It finally let people take a step back and laugh again, especially at the enemy. But do people remember this as one of the best episodes of all time? Some people might think so, but really it was the context of the episode that made it so effective rather than the quality of the plotline or the jokes themselves. Fast forward to today, and South Park has seemingly done exactly the same thing, only this time with Trump, and it's over the course of multiple episodes and even seasons. The first episode builds up to his reveal. We see the people of South Park going after Mr. Garrison, a character they used as a stand-in for Trump. But when they find him sitting peacefully at home, it cuts to the new reveal of another Trump season, this time of actual Trump sitting at his desk. He even gets a kind of Marvel wait for applause intro when he swivels around to
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
It's the camera. In true South Park fashion, they couldn't have been more childish with their jokes, and Trump literally sleeping with Satan is clearly going to be a key plotline for the rest of the season. As obvious as it seems, though, it is a calculated attack. For everyone who hates Trump, it's easy to eat up. And even if you don't, it's quickly funny on the surface level. Generally, people liked it, and you can guess that Paramount were pleased as well. We'll get on to how much damage the Paramount takeover is really doing later, but at its core, the jokes were completely in line with the show so far. And it definitely speaks to how crazy politics has gotten recently that a treatment previously reserved for Bin Laden has been rolled out to target Trump instead. But with how much Trey and Matt hate Trump, it's clearly something they're doing for themselves. But the question remains on whether the start of the season will still be seen favourably in 10 or 20 years' time. When we're that far removed, it might seem like the Bin Laden episode does today, something that was right during the time it came out, but which only has real value within that context. There is satire underneath the juvenile jokes, of course. While they make fun of it in a much more obvious way later on, the character of PC Principal could be inspired by how quickly the tech oligarchs and other powerful figures have kissed the ring. Apple's Tim Cook was in the Oval Office last month, promising investment and presenting a special statue to Trump, even though Tim Cook and all the tech oligarchs used to be absolutely anti-Trump. South Park openly made fun of this moment in episode 3 of the new season. But back to reality, and Zuckerberg recently got caught out in this moment at an oligarch dinner.
How much are you spending, would you say, over the next few years?
Oh gosh, I think it's probably going to be something like, I don't know, at least $600 billion through 28 in the U.S. Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, it's significant.
That's a lot. Thank you, Mark. It's great to have you.
Sorry, I wasn't ready to do
Zuckerberg cloaked himself and his company in inclusivity and diversity when it benefited him. But now he's completely forgotten about it and completely rebranded his image. Now he's just making out random numbers for the president just to keep himself closer to power. It's not like anyone's actually going to check up on these numbers in a few years' time anyway. And this is the same transformation that happened to PC Principal. The only difference is that PC Principal did a 180 because he's a character in a show and it serves the plotline and the focus of the new series. Zuckerberg is just the same, he changed persona to match the current political climate. The fact that they both did it is a commentary on how fake all that performative corporate moralizing was. Now those in power are appealing to a whole different set of values instead, but they don't care about them either. While Jesus is venerated by PC Principal in his speech, in reality he's been sidelined as well as the school counselor. It's just a different kind of false justification designed for the cameras. But unfortunately, none of this leads to funny jokes or a compelling story. The next two episodes continued the satire. It's quite weak though, and lots of the other parts of the season feels like they're just going through the motions. Take episode 3. While it still follows the South Park plot-focused comedy method, it also falls flat in a lot of ways. As we said at the beginning, it barely focuses on the kids anymore.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Carl, Carmen, and Kenny are nowhere to be seen. Stan is just a prop to further his dad's ongoing story. Humor subjective, of course, but it also just wasn't as funny as other episodes. There wasn't that fast-paced bag of laughs that fans have come to expect, and the final payoff felt lacking as well. Then, the next episode, the fourth in the season, did focus on a kind of classic kids plot, but it felt just tired. We've already seen the new kids consumer is fad episode before, and it didn't really explore anything new. Then that plot, which felt like the main plot, only really existed to get Trump and Satan back into the story at the end. A further danger is that Paramount, who just paid $1.5 billion for the rights, will push them in that direction. It's an insane amount of money to pay for just one show, even if it's as massive as South Park. They're clearly expecting continued relevancy, and they could easily put the pressure on to get that. You don't just spend that kind of money thinking you're not going to make it back. Which is why Matt and Trey have already started talking about how Paramount is messing with the show. They spent lots of episode 2 digging into Paramount's payoff deal with Trump and how they fired Stephen Colbert for calling it a bribe. They also released this tweet when the botched merger at the top of Paramount delayed the show airing. It brings us to a major problem that South Park could face in the future. The stories they tell might be focused on the wrong thing, and it could actually damage the show in the long run. Hopefully they won't fall as low as Family Guy did, but they could easily lose themselves chasing their satire of Trump or focusing too much on current affairs, as Paramount is fully aware that that's where their relevancy is now. While they've placated Trump so far, is that going to change later down the line? What if they continue to tiptoe around this? Will it cost them more to keep South Park than to lose them? It can also go the other way. If they need South Park to do really well, maybe they'll just put pressure on the show to recreate the buzz it got when they went after Trump at the start of this season. Really, the corporate influence is what's dangerous. Matt and Trey have proved that they can basically just go on forever with their current setup, but even they can't take hundreds of millions for their show without giving any concessions, especially when they might lean in that direction anyway. The worst outcome is that this could kill the show entirely as well. Watching clips of Matt and Trey on talk shows is hilarious, because they simply can't be bothered to hide how much they hate the whole song and dance of show business.
You actually do Cartman.
Yes.
Could you do a little Cartman for
no.
us? Oh, come on!
It's because they always get to the truth as they see it, and anything else isn't worth it. It's the essence of good comedy, being able to penetrate through all the nonsense. Some of their satire that is pretty simple on the face of it works so well because of this. It's an attitude and set of skills that has brought them immense fame and success, but has also put them at odds with the rest of the Hollywood establishment. They'll begrudgingly give them the bare minimum in awards and acclaim because the rest of the world is behind South Park, but otherwise the show is snubbed. But becoming a darling of the media, making the same political jokes, and barely focusing on the actual main characters? That's not exactly what people have come to expect, and it isn't really what the fans of the show want. Even the politically charged media are already judging them. as you can see with this disappointing argue, which argues they've run out of ammo. If it carries on for the next 5 seasons, there might not be many people left watching at the end, as South Park's biggest threat isn't running out of jokes, it's just drowning.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Political and corporate money. But then again, maybe this would be the best way to go out, tanking the show just to cost Paramount hundreds of millions in lost revenue.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.